So, welcome everyone today to our blessing call on September the 4th. This is our first Sunday in September. It's hard to believe the summer has just passed so quickly. And I feel so blessed that despite the weather challenges and the storms and the droughts, we all made it through with faith and good spirit and realizing that despite the challenges, God does take us through whatever He leads us to. And that's a very, very important thing to know because in so many ways we are suffering challenges of a different sort, not all environmental, not all caused by the economy, not all caused by social unrest. There can be inside our own little personal kingdom plenty of social unrest and plenty of challenges and distress to deal with, and so often we feel so alone. And it's when we feel most alone that we disconnect from our source of supply. And so today we ask you to join into the unity of all of those who've come together to receive the blessing as a common blessing, and many who have come to share in the giving of the blessing today, and most of all to the Holy Spirit, to Yeshua, and to our Holy Heavenly Almighty Father, the Creator of all, and in whose love we are unified. And so, with that invocation, I would like to open the call by inviting participants. I do have some very, very potent messages to give you today, but I also want to know what page of the book we're all reading on right now. It really helps for my comments to be as relevant as possible. And I know there were a couple of you last week who really wanted to speak, and we didn't get around to taking your questions. So remember, it's five star, not star five, five star. Remember, this is a five-star experience, and that'll help you entrain that. So please, if you had a question from last time, we didn't get to take it, or if you really, really have a concern, problem, issue that you want addressed, or you just want to say, thank you, I'm doing great from the blessings, we would love to hear from you for any and all of the above reasons. And I'm scooting around on the dashboard looking for five-star responses, but I don't see any little blue hearts coming up yet. It's so cute the way a little blue heart pops up when someone wants to speak. I know there are people out there, and I'm hoping that I wish someone would just do it, please, even if you just want to say hi, because I'm still a little bit concerned about whether everything is copacetic with this conference system. Oh, here we have Marissa. Hi, Marissa. Just a second. I have to unmute you. Okay, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Excuse me. I'm outside, and it's a little dusty here, so pardon me.
Where are you, Marissa?
Oh, I'm just out by the pool getting some sun and getting a blessing.
Good for you. Being by water actually helps.
Good. I just was inspired by your desire to hear about experiences last week, and I just wanted to share my own experience of the blessing as of late. And it's interesting because I'm really experiencing a quality of when I am really open to receiving, it feels like I am giving a blessing. And it feels wonderful, and it's really shifting how I am in other environments, whereas I'm not necessarily looking for what I can get out of it, but more how my presence can bless those around me. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, that is fabulous. You see, ultimately we are connected in a grand matrix of life. And as we, each of us, rise to a higher level of energetic outpouring, we connect on that matrix at a higher level in a more potent way for greater benefits to everyone around us. And so, yes, by receiving the blessings fully into your heart, allowing Yeshua and the Holy Spirit to pass through you. That is exactly what's happening for everyone. And sometimes, for many people, they don't realize how much they're personally being blessed until they see the results of their blessing showing up in the lives of those they love.
Thank you so much.
I have had mothers that come and receive blessings for themselves and didn't realize how blessed they were until all of a sudden their ADD child stopped being ADD. And then she says, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. You know, the thing is, we have a huge extended self. And what part of ourself needs to be blessed and healed first is kind of from God's perspective, if that makes sense. And each of us is a window. Each of us is a conduit. And that's really what I'm just a conduit. I like to call myself a grounding wire for Yeshua, so that as he touches you through the field of oneness and the spirit, it also anchors deeply into the earth and into the human DNA, so that the blessings he's offering you are deeply, deeply relevant. And so that's what our other blessing givers do. But as you take all the blessings you receive into your body, you then become like a radio station. Literally speaking, you are a radio station for Yeshua, sending in very subtle ways his energy to those around you. And you don't have to preach to do it. You don't have to have a doctrine to do it. You can be around anybody. It doesn't matter whether they're Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, atheist, agnostic, kids that are in rebellion. It doesn't matter, because you're sending out a sacred vibration that has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. Even though it is from Yeshua and the Holy Spirit. So thanks, Marissa. That was a great comment. And I'm going to scoot around on the dashboard now and see if anybody else has given me a little blue heart to discover. Okay, here we are. We've got another one. And I don't have a name for you, but you are from area code 642. Hi, you're on.
Is that me, Glenda?
Yeah, you're on. Who is this?
Oh, this is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi. Now, if there's difficulty hearing me, just let me know. I'm just traveling on my way to work. It's just after 8 in the morning here. So,
you're clear as a bell.
Oh, great, great. Well, look, thank you so much. This is my Monday morning ritual, and if I don't have my blessing, I can get quite grumpy.
Oh, that's great.
But
you said Monday morning ritual. Are you in England or Europe?
I'm in Auckland.
You're in Auckland. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, see, the network in these blessings is literally going around the world, and that is so fabulous.
Yeah, and I'm just traveling over the harbor bridge on a beautiful, I think we're into spring now, just coming into spring.
But one of the questions
I wanted to ask you, Glenda, is often, I know there's the protocol that you discussed last week about receiving the blessings, and unfortunately at this point, up to this stage, I haven't been able to do that. I'm often just getting into work or in the car park and sitting there, but I'm just assuming and hoping that the intent is that I'll still receive what I need.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in the actual quantum space where the blessing originates, there is no time and space. And you connect with the origination point of the blessing at any time, at any place. Then you provide the connection through the prayers of your heart. So the way you make the blessing effective remotely is that you realize that the giving of the blessing is already there for you. So you just go into your heart, you say your prayer. Now, if you're driving, I don't want you to close your eyes. I don't want you to do anything dangerous. But when you can, then go into your heart, pray the prayers of your heart, and then allow what was originated in the quantum spaces of the universe to then begin flowing through you. Have your feet on the ground, because the earth, if you look at the earth and the animal kingdom, despite the fact that it flows through seasonal patterns, it really does not live in time and space and doesn't have a whole lot of sense of past and future. Most animals live in the present. Oak trees live in the present. The rocks live in the present. The heart of the earth is a present time, living, creative experience. And so if you connect with the earth and you connect with the Holy Father and the quantum space, then you provide the conduit. So that's how, for all of you who, and I'm saying this as clearly as I can, because a lot of people will listen to this recording tomorrow after it's posted, and this is how you can make the blessing happen for you. Listen to the inspirational message, because that helps to tune you in. It helps to create your vibration within the grand tuning fork of all that's going on, and then you just proceed. So, Linda, that's a great comment, great question. I'm glad you asked it.
Yeah, and I've just got one more quick question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Very quick. With all a lot of chaotic things happening, and I know that you're getting affected at the moment by weather, and, you know, you see things on TV, and you see about them building all these dams in the Amazon and how that's going to destroy the river and the tribal people, and it's sort of like when everyday life just seems to be, you know, so quick and everything happening, and sometimes it's feel like you really let God down by the fact that you're not able to do anything. So how can you sort of remain in that without getting so distressed about everything that's happening and feeling that you can't really contribute to that?
Well, you know, Linda, pardon me, since we moved out of the caves thousands of years ago, there's never been a time when there wasn't migration and change and some impact either on the environment or on the human culture. And the fact is, change is always happening. How you view the change and how you utilize it is really up to you. And it's up to all of us. One of the biggest points of responsibility and irresponsibility is that we sit back and complain that forces that exploit nature or forces that exploit humanity are the ones that are engineering and directing the changes. Well, the way you turn that around is you become a positive part of the change. In other words, you look at find something in every change happening that can be positive and direct the positive effects into that change. You see, that's how Yeshua stopped the storm. He would simply find love within the storm and redirect it. Now, what in the world could possibly be loving about a storm? Well, actually, if a storm is not violent, it brings very, very needed rain to areas that have been in drought. And all you have to do is move dry air into a storm, and you will reduce the turbulence in a storm. In other words, you move into the storm the very thing that's been missing and needed. Now, it could be that tribal people who have had no economy at all or very little economy could actually derive positive economy from the changes going on in the Amazon rather than being exploited. And so we have to be very vigilant that as forces of love, our energy of creativity is greater than the energy of exploitation or destruction. You see?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I'm not throwing this back on you as if it's something you personally have neglected or you personally should do something about, because it generally takes a group of people and a collective consciousness and a collective attitude to really bring about these changes. But you could, just by changing your point of view, change your reality.
Right.
And in changing your reality, you affect everyone around you.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks, Linda, for speaking up. And I really, really appreciate hearing from Auckland. Now, we have, let's see, I'm going to see if we have any other little cute little blue hearts here. Now, Nathaniel, I know you had a question, and you were looking forward to speaking today. I don't see you right now, but I do see Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I thought maybe I had my line muted. Yeah, mostly you've already kind of covered everything that I was going to say. I just wanted to second that whole it's kind of the giving and receiving of the blessing, as far as that's what I've noticed over the past actually several months, is that I'll receive something through the blessing, and then it like charges me up where I have the ability to give. And then in giving, it opens a space for me to receive more. And it's kind of this neat little reciprocity thing going on, although I'm never really aware of it at the moment. I always say, wow, that was kind of given to me so I could pass it over there. So,
absolutely.
It's just a comment. Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, everybody, don't forget the power of paying forward. Sometimes when we don't yet see the blessing in our own life, we can give something beneficial or give back or give a blessing to someone else, and we've created a vacuum that causes our own blessings to pour in. So, great comment, Chris. And I'm trying to monitor my time here. While I had all of a sudden just so many little blue hearts show up on my screen, and I'm going to try to take one that I believe was on last weekend from area code 512. I don't have a name here, but hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Miriam in Austin, Texas.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. I was on the Blessings course with you in Sedona. I had a wonderful time.
That's great.
I have two questions, and one is rather quick, I think. First one, if you know of someone who really could use a blessing, do you need their permission to send that blessing to them?
Not as long as you don't imply results.
Okay.
You cannot put results on a person or even nature. For example, when I was blessing the hurricane coming in, I was blessing the forces of nature that actually created the hurricane and redirecting them toward a more beneficial result, knowing that it is the ultimate goal of nature to stay in balance and not to be in a state of imbalance. In terms of sending a blessing to a particular person that I knew lived in that area, I really could only send them my love and the blessing to be ultimately protected and for the highest and the best to happen for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone living there I know asks for the blessing, that's different, because they give me information on the results they're looking for. In other words, I can join them in their prayer.
Okay. Okay, that's
okay.
Very helpful. Yeah, thank you. And the other, you're talking a lot about the weather, which we have had great concern here. We have been in a drought this entire summer. And I think a lot of people are concerned about running out of water completely. So how do you place love in the middle of all that? You talked about the storm and sending dry air into the storm.
I did.
Okay, and so how do you do that on the reverse?
Well, that's a very good question. But the best answer for it is this. I lived in Austin for a number of years, a few decades ago, and during that time we had also a terrible drought. And we owned a piece of property, small piece of property, about 8 acres, but it had two beautiful waterfalls and creeks on it, and they both dried up in that drought. And the reason they dried up is because the water table dropped too low. And so we were talking to the farm agent about how much rain would be necessary in order to raise the water table. But it was interesting, in the course of the conversation, he said something that made me think again about the balance of nature and how we think of rain. We think of replenishing the land by rain from above. But actually, he said it's the water tables that draw the rain down from the sky, because there's an electromagnetic connection between the water under the earth and the water above the earth. And so he said as rains happen more in the north, they will feed the underground rivers. And as rains happen in the west, they'll feed into the underground. There's a huge underground lake in the hill country. It will raise that underground lake, and it's by raising the water tables under the earth that you magnetize the rain from above the earth. So you might take that into your prayer and put your attention on wherever there is an abundance of water. Now, Miriam, I'm gonna go ahead and mute your question, because I do have to move on with my talk. But once I say what I'm going to say right here, I will take some more calls if we have time. So those of you who have checked in, just don't uncheck yourself. I'll get to you if I possibly can. This is a very important point, critically important. I can't give you enough, I can't say this enough times on enough calls, but it's where your attention goes, that's what you get. And this is why most people's prayers don't work. Now, it's not because God doesn't love them. It's not because God is judging them. It's not because God isn't trying to answer their prayers. It's because all God hears is where your attention goes. So when you pray from your pain, God hears your pain. And God says, boy, he must really need that pain. He never takes his attention off that pain. Wow, he must need it. I guess I'd better just let him have it. When we pray for my poverty, and that's all we can keep our attention on, God says, wow, I guess he really does need that poverty. He never takes his attention off of it. When we pray from our loneliness, and we say, oh, God, I'm so lonely, I need a partner, he says, wow, she must really need to be alone to find whatever she needs to discover in her aloneness. I'd better not bring her a partner. Don't pray from your problem. Pray from, find that part. Just like I was talking to Miriam about the drought in Texas and teaching her about these corollary parts of balance in nature. Well, actually, one of the things that my husband and I did, we knew that our land had originally been ancient Aztec territory, because we had found many, many artifacts on the property. And sometimes at night when we would do a campfire, we could just feel their ghost around us. So we took a drum out and we did a rain dance. But when we did a rain dance, we didn't focus on the rain. We didn't focus on the drought. We focused upon blessing all of the underground rivers and lakes, that they might flourish and fill all the tanks and fill all the wells and fill the rivers. And we would actually see ourselves just spiritually floating in the underground rivers and see them filling up into the crystal aquifers under the ground. And pretty soon, it was a matter of just two or three days. we began to hear thunder in the skies. And there it was. The drought was over. And so, remember, there is always this balance in all things. And so often we look at destructive activities like damming up the Amazon, like Linda was talking about, and we focus upon the negative side of what could happen. Instead of, we look at, dear God, I don't know all the bad things that could happen from this, but I know that you could bring a lot of good things from this, because there are so many indigenous people that have had no way of entering modern economy. Let this be a pathway for them. Let them be part of this. Let this be something that brings an answer that has been so long needed. In other words, we stop our judgment. We tend to judge everything. As human beings, we are judgeaholics. We judge everything from ants invading our picnic to storms that come or don't come, to riots in the street, to, you know, you could think about a riot in the street and you say, oh, this is just horrible. But the thing is, what if people who were hurting had no voice? Think about that. Yes, yes, there can be violence that comes from riots in the street. But what if there was no voice at all? What if we were little automatons that had no voice? There was no free will. We fixate upon the evil we see. And fixating upon the evil actually causes us to become paranoid. And it's our paranoia that contributes to the expansion of evil more than evil itself. The existence of evil in the world is actually not that huge. And you know why? Because beings created as love would have to put such a gargantuan amount of energy to arrive at that state of negative polarization to truly be evil. It would be like having to be the Darth Vader of existence to really be there. Most of what you see in the world that you call evil is really paranoia from people feeding off of their own fear of the little bit of real evil that exists. Stop focusing upon the evil. We make it grow by focusing on it. Focus upon the love. This is the main reason Yeshua was so reluctant to teach his apostles a prayer, because they were always praying for getting rid of the Romans, getting rid of oppression, getting rid of leprosy, getting rid of the plague or what of poverty. And he said, just at first he tried to tell them, just go into your heart and be with God. Being with God in your heart is prayer. Don't take any words into it. When they just wouldn't leave him alone, finally he did give them a prayer. But if you notice, that prayer has no way of taking you into evil. It says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And everything else in it is essentially a blessing or a praise. Everything else. You see, he knew why our prayers were not being answered. Oh, they're all being heard. But God does not override our free will. And if our attention is totally focused upon the negative, God will not override our free will. So take your attention off your pain, off your judgment. Please, please take time to inventory all the judgments in your life and get over being a judgeaholic. We're constantly criticizing people, mostly the people we love. We just never stop criticizing them. And we could justify it by saying, but honey, I'm just trying to help you be a better person. Well, help me be a better person by focusing on all the wonderful things that I am. And this is what God is saying to us every day, all day long. And this is what we do in the blessings. We, in the blessing, and we're actually going to have to move into the blessing very, very shortly. I've essentially finished my message, but I really got on a soapbox because it was so, so important. And I want those four people who are on this call to remember, write down your question or your comment, and either email it to me, and I'll make sure to answer it in my talk next week, or you ask it early on, okay? Early on so I get to you. This happens every time I ask for questions, and then nobody does it for 5 minutes. I get started talking, and then everybody gets on. So I'm really sorry that I didn't get to everybody, but you're in my thoughts and prayers, and if you need a question answered, write me or write it down and ask me next time, okay? So we do need to get on with the blessing. Remove your shoes and socks. Have your feet on the ground. Remember, as I said earlier in our talk, it is coming. There's an energy coming from the earth that is unconditional. If you notice, as the Bible says, the sun shines on the rich and the poor alike. The sun does not judge. It shines equally on the good and the evil. Because the earth and the sun and the universe do not judge. Because they are unconditionally operating in the will of God. So be connected to the earth. Then allow your attention to fall into your heart. And one of the reasons I want you to set your mind, bless it, but set it over on the park bench, is because it doesn't have the answers. And even if it does, the answers are probably still focused upon some form of criticism, judgment, problem solving, or polarization. And that's not going to bring the answers for you. So just be in your heart. And I will pray to Yeshua our invocation for today. Then the energy will be conveyed. The prayer and the blessing will be conveyed energetically because the energy of life is unconditional. Oh, and speaking of the energy of life, I only want to take a moment to say it has been less than a day since I released the announcement about our new webinar of the energy of life, and we're almost half full. So if this course is something you want to do, do not wait. And if you didn't get the email announcing it, go to www.lovewithoutend.com. Look in the center panel of options, page options that you could select. Click on online seminars. That will open up a page that tells you about it, and then click through into our store. So that's how to get to it if you didn't get the mailer. So now, the energy of life is what we're conveying through the blessing, and it is unconditional. So this is why it's conveyed energetically. But I'd like to acknowledge in the beginning Yeshua with prayer. That can be heard. You be in your heart. Pray as you would like to pray in whatever manner you would like to pray. And see it done. See the blessings being given. At the end of 3 minutes, then I will let you know so that you can rest and just assimilate this energy in all parts of your body, heart, soul, and being. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for hearing the positive side of our prayers, even though we so often focus upon what's wrong or what's missing. We know that you see the corollary of what is needed to bring about balance and healing. And you carry that positive corollary into the realms of heaven that our Father may hear and bless. We know that in this blessing today, you are conveying energy through us that moves from the palaces of heaven through the crown of our head into our heart, through our feet into the earth and back from the earth unconditionally, again through our body to support and bless and heal us, into our hearts that our prayers may be amplified, and the positive side of our prayer is what is carried into the palaces of heaven and to the heart of God, that we may be richly blessed, not only in our particular and small self, but in our large extended self that includes our family, our friends, and all that we care about. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are blessed that you are our brother, our teacher, our friend, and our guide. Amen. The energy conveyance is complete. Now, I ask that all of you go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Assimilate it. Allow it to fill every part of your body, soul, heart, and being. And I'll see you again next week. Much love from me. Bye-bye.